Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back in Buffalo. I've been here quite a bit over the past week or so. And it's a pleasure to be at this truly beautiful site that we have, a Frank Lloyd Wright boathouse, the Fontana Boathouse, which couldn't be more appropriate. It's right an eyesight of the Peace Bridge, so we thank them very much for their hospitality. It's my pleasure to invite today and introduce here today Ambassador Dewar from Canada. We have Ambassador Jacobson, who is our ambassador to Canada, and the Consul General, Mr. Prado. You also just heard from Howard Glazer, who's the Director of State Operations, who you'll hear from more about the specific details of the agreement. By design, and by its very design, a bridge ensures mutuality because a bridge only works when it works on both ends. And that's basically the metaphor for today. The Peace Bridge works best when it works for Canada and when it works for Buffalo. It either works for both or it works for neither. As you know, the Buffalo Plaza has been dysfunctional for many decades. You can ask anyone who has driven over the bridge and into the Buffalo Plaza, especially on a Sunday night. It hasn't worked well. There's traffic, there's delay, there's noise, there's pollution. It's been imposing on the community. It hasn't worked for New York, and it hasn't worked for Canada. Well, today's agreement commits us to a new and a different path. It is going to prioritize redevelopment of the Buffalo Plaza, and it is committed to and accelerating $140 million in projects on the Buffalo Plaza, including a new gateway ramp, custom house rehabilitation, an approach widening, acquisition of Busti Avenue, acquisition of the Episcopal Church home, and the acceleration and the prioritization of moving of the inspection booths, which will significantly increase the Buffalo Plaza. Neither Ambassador Dewar nor I created the problem. This has been developing and existing for years and years, and the problem was created by many hands. Our job, however, was to solve it. We were not going to ignore the reality, and we were not going to kick the can down the road or kick the can across the bridge, whatever the case may be. We were both committed to actually having a substantive agenda and a substantive plan that we know will bring this bridge to a new and better place. A better Buffalo Plaza works for all. This is a win-win situation. It's a win for New York. It's a win for Canada. I want to thank personally Ambassador Dewar and the Consul General for an extraordinary amount of time spent on this. I want to thank Ambassador Jacobson, who also spent an extraordinary amount of time and was played a very, very positive role. Ambassador Jacobson is going to be moving on soon. So I'm glad we had the good fortune of working with him on this most important venture while he was still in his position. With that, I'll turn it over to Ambassador Dewar.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Governor and Ambassador and our Consul General, John Prado. First of all, I'd like to thank the Governor for his interest, his passion on getting a solution that we're presenting to you today. I also want to say Ambassador Jacobson is leaving. One of the media asked us, how do we operate together? And I said, we don't send diplomatic notes and carrier pigeons between Ottawa and Washington. We get in the room and try to work out agreements. And John Prado and Peter worked together on all the details of what we came up with. This is a roadmap. We think that deals with a lot of the issues to allow for certainty. Certainty allows for decisions to be made, financial decisions based on capital requirements at this bridge. It is a partnership. We prefer partnership over litigation. We prefer action over congestion. And I believe that's the feelings of people in Western New York and in Southern Ontario. Agreement and consensus that we've arrived at deals with the issue of the traffic demands based on a study. It deals with the benefits of the pre-inspection pilot project that both Canada and United States agreed to a while ago, so that can inform the capital decisions down the road so we can make intelligent decisions. This is an agreement that flows from the Prime Minister and President's Beyond the Border initiative, and I think it fits very well with the Peace Bridge opportunities that we see going forward. It deals with a lot of the intersections between the PBA and the EIS process in the United States, so we don't get jammed up in our own decision-making. And it respects the board's fiduciary responsibility legally and in essence to get things done in a meaningful way. We think this is going to be great for trade and travel. We do believe that that is the essence of what we have worked on. And I just again want to thank the governor and all his people and the U.S. ambassador and our consul general for trying to come to a roadmap that will be presented to the board for action. People in this community want action, and I believe that the work we've done together, Governor, has provided that roadmap to get that action done. Thank you very, very much.